Candace, you've been talking a lot about MasterChef Junior, and of course, the live tour is kicking off here in beautiful Sioux City, Iowa.
I know, I cannot wait. I am so excited for this.
And we, as we promised earlier this morning, we have finalist Grayson, who is on the show, MasterChef Junior, joining us on the phone live from Austin, Texas. Grayson, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are doing great. Now, let's see if we've got this right. This past Thursday, they aired the final show, right, that said who won it all.
Correct, yes.
And it was not Grayson. Grayson, I thought you were going to win it. You're like the foodie. You're like the science-y guy. You know everything there is to know about food.
Well, thank you for cheering me on.
I did cheer you on, yes. But it was so fun. The part I didn't get was, am I correct in this, that you guys actually did this in 2019 and you had to keep the secret for like 3 years?
That's true. Yeah, we filmed it in the summer of 2019, so pre-pandemic. And then we went home after the fact, after we filmed it all, and we sort of just started waiting. And then the pandemic started, and we've sort of been waiting ever since, and now it's finally gotten to air. So and I think all of the contestants are just very excited that it finally aired.
And finally, you can talk about it. And what was the most fun? What dish got you the most?
I think even though I didn't end up winning the finale, I was really proud of all of the dishes I made in the finale because it was like one of the only times we truly got to do like whatever we wanted to cook. So I think the finale was probably my favorite.
Okay, so tell Tony what your dishes were.
Yeah, so what was your dishes?
My entree dish was togarashi crusted venison loin with blackberry gastrique and smoked whipped potatoes. And my dessert was a fennel pollen cake with grapefruit curd and a grapefruit sorbet.
Wow.
I don't even know what half of that is he said.
Isn't That's pretty
he,
good.
He's like a smarty foodie kitty.
That's good.
Yes.
I like that. So where did you get this love for food? It started at a very early age?
Yeah, I've always loved watching people cook and trying new food. And so I eventually just sort of started trying cooking myself. And I've just been doing it for a while at this point. So I'd like to say that I've grown a lot, especially from my time on the show.
Okay, so you're coming to Sioux City as part of the tour, correct?
Correct. Sioux City is our first stop in the tour.
And you like everyone you're touring with?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't wait to see all of them again.
Well, you haven't seen them for a long time.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of them in 3 years because we sort of all went home and nobody from the show really lives close to me. So really haven't been able to stay in contact with them too well.
And you didn't like Zoom or anything or Facebook Live or?
We have done some Zooms and FaceTimes, and we started sharing recipes once the pandemic started. So we figured out ways to stay in touch. We just haven't really seen each other in person at all.
I just think it is crazy that you kids and your folks, I mean, if I was the mom, I'd be screaming from the rooftops, you know, about my kiddo. And they've all had to keep this secret for 3 years, and now they get to go out and tour and do everything. So how does it work on stage? What do you guys, when you come to Sioux City, what are we going to see?
Sure. So it's going to be a really fun show. We're going to do cooking live on stage, some friendly competition, and you'll likely see some challenges from the show presented in a way that it works live on stage between the four of us. Cast will sort of do a little friendly competition style format.
Now, do you pull anybody up from the audience ever?
Yes, it's a very, very interactive show. There will be audience interaction in every show likely. So you could definitely expect a chance to interact directly with the cast and meet us. And I think that's sort of why I'm really excited is to interact with all the fans of the show and sort of help people grow as cooks.
And this will be a great venue for it. It's coming to the Sioux City Orpheum. Tickets are actually on sale now, and the date is Thursday, September 15th. So Grayson, I think you're going to love the Orpheum and all these great venues from Sioux City all the way to wrapping things up in Providence, Rhode Island. You get to see the country and do some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I can't wait. I hope to see y'all there.
Now, have you gotten your prizes yet?
Well, I personally didn't win any prizes from the show.
You don't get any runner-up prizes, like a whole slew of cooking utensils or anything?
Unfortunately not. But I think the prize is getting all of these amazing opportunities, like going on the tour, and I've gotten to meet a lot of chefs in my city because of this. And so really the prize is just all the opportunities that have come my way because of the show, I think.
I mean, come on. Now, when you tell people your big prize is a tour stop in Sioux City, Iowa. That's what you're telling from now. Here on out.
Here on out.
I get to go to Sioux City, Iowa.
We are it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you need help from the state, just yell for Tony and Candace, and we'll just come running up.
That's
there.
Right.
Knives a-blazing. Running with scissors. It's Candace.
That's good. I like that. Grayson, it's been a pleasure having you on the air this hour, and we'll see you September 15th at your tour stop. Congratulations on all the success.
Thank you so much for having me.